Scientists are racing to stop the Zika epidemic. One key may be controlling the mosquito that transmits the Zika virus and other diseases like yellow fever and dengue. And that may involve releasing thousands of mosquitoes every day. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein traveled to Brazil to find out how that works.
It's just before dawn, and I'm standing on a corner in a small city in southeastern Brazil called Piracicaba. A big white van pulls up.
Bom dia.
Bom dia, it's Rob Stein from NPR.
Hi, nice to meet you. Bom dia.
Out steps Guilherme Trivelato. He works for a biotech company that owns the van. Trivelato slides open the door and pulls out a big plastic pot. It's filled with mosquitoes.
How many mosquitoes are in there?
It's around 1,000 mosquitoes in each of those pots.
I look inside the van. It's jammed with crates filled with those plastic pots, swarming with mosquitoes.
Today we have 311 pots, so 311,000 mosquitoes.
That's how many you're going to release today?
Yeah, that's how mosquitoes we're going to release today.
He's going to release thousands of mosquitoes in a place where mosquitoes are public enemy number one. Why? Why in the world would he do that? Well, these aren't just any mosquitoes.
And these are all genetically engineered mosquitoes?
Yeah, they're all males, genetically engineered mosquitoes.
Okay, so for starters, these are all males. They don't bite. Only females bite. So these mosquitoes should not spread Zika or any other disease. And they're genetically engineered. That's how they could fight Zika. I ask him to explain, but it's time to get going, so we hop into the van and head out first. Trivelato launches an app on a tablet that beeps when it's time to
open the lid
and shove one of the plastic pots into a big tube sticking out a side window.
And let the mosquitoes start to do their job. Now they will fly around looking for the females.
So they can mate with them. Here's where the genetic engineering comes in. Scientists engineered these mosquitoes to carry a self-destruct gene, a deadly gene that they pass on to all their offspring, every single one.
All the offspring will die before reach adult phase, so will die before become a new flying mosquito.
That means they'll never have a chance to spread Zika.
Do you think that these mosquitoes will help stop Zika?
Sure, that's the idea. Stop any disease that are transmitted by these specific mosquito.
So Trivelato opens pot after pot of mosquitoes, block after block. He's been doing this 5 mornings a week, week after week, for months. But where do all these bugs come from? To find out, I head to a lab set up nearby by Oxitec, the British biotech company that created these mosquitoes, and ring the buzzer.
I'm Carla Tepedino from Oxitec.
Tepedino's going to give me a tour of the place.
Okay, so let's go.
She leads me through a sliding glass door, and we're immediately surrounded by mosquitoes, female genetically engineered mosquitoes. Tepedino grabs what looks like a tennis racket and starts swatting.
What is that?
We killed the mosquitoes that are flying around. It's like electricity. They are being like electrocuted to death.
I don't have a hand free to do any electrocuting. I start to feel them biting. My hands, my neck, my forehead.
So right now that we arrived in this room, they got excited by our blood.
So yeah, I feel like I'm getting bitten. I'm getting mosquito bites.
Yeah, it happens.
Because these are females, so they're biting me.
Yeah.
But none of these mosquitoes have dengue or Zika, right?
Not at all, really.
You're sure?
Yeah. We do tests on that.
That's a relief. Females bite to get the blood they need to make eggs, and the biotech company needs their eggs to breed the males to release into the wild. Technicians hatch the eggs in trays filled with fish food, and then use strainers to separate the immature males from the females.
Males are smaller, females are bigger.
The males are then transferred into those plastic pots I saw in the van, where they emerge, ready to fly and spread their self-destruct gene. Back in the Oxitec van, Guilherme Trivelato is getting near the end of his route.
So how do you feel about these mosquitoes? Do you like them?
Yeah, to be honest, I really like them. I know the first time we were releasing the mosquitoes, you have that bad impression because you see it's mosquito after all. But once you start to live with them, because it's what we are doing now, it's easy to understand why we call it the friendly mosquito.
Friendly because the company claims they can cut down the number of disease-spreading mosquitoes by 80 to 90%.
Really exciting for us, really comforting for us to know that we are doing the right thing.
But not everyone agrees.
Para começar, esse material foi...
José Fejaz is an ecologist at a local university. He questions how well these mosquitoes really work and worries they could mess up the environment somehow and backfire, making it easier for other mosquitoes to spread diseases.
Nós estamos fazendo, na verdade, um experimento com ratinhos de laboratório.
I'm worried because the population shouldn't be lab rats.
Isso não são ratos de laboratório, são pessoas, são vidas.
They're not lab rats, they're people, their lives.
So I decide to ask a few people outside a grocery store in the neighborhood where the mosquitoes are being released to see what they think. Some share the professor's fears and worry these could turn out to be some kind of super mosquitoes that are even more dangerous. But others are glad the mosquitoes are in town. Elder Sanshin has a daughter-in-law who's pregnant, so he's worried about Zika, which may be causing severe birth defects.
People think, oh, I don't have a pregnant person in the family. Okay.
But as soon as you do have a
pregnant person in the family, it's an immense worry.
But Sanshin admits it's hard to get used to letting these genetically engineered mosquitoes buzz all around his living room so they can breed.
Normally, when you have insects in your house,
the first thing that you do is spray insecticide. You pulverize them.
Então,
but not in this case. You don't pulverize them, you leave them.
Now, this isn't the only new approach that looks promising for controlling Zika mosquitoes. Other scientists are experimenting with mosquitoes infected with bacteria or sterilized by radiation. But the Brazilian government is considering letting Oxitec release its mosquitoes all over the country. And in the United States, the Food and Drug Administration is trying to decide whether to let the mosquitoes loose in one town in Florida. Rob Stein, NPR News, Piracicaba, Brazil.